personal.
Yes, please. Okay, no introductions.
As you wish.
Okay, let's just get straight to the point. Yeah, so today I wanted to talk to you about the recent happenings that occurred on Kane University campus.
Yes.
I wanted to know what you think of it, if there could have been a better outcome, or that was the only way you think the students saw fit to go about things, or maybe there was another, if there was an alternate reality, what do you think would have happened?
Okay. Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Well, first of all, I'm an international student from Nigeria. I'm in the fourth year. Throughout my stay, I have never witnessed a demonstration until now. I wanted to go to my country to say that I have never witnessed a demonstration, but they have spoiled my record.
Wow.
To my own understanding, that if such things happen, if students have grievances, they have a better way of channeling it to the authorities. If they channel it in a proper manner, that will not even warrant the demonstration, to my own understanding. I learned that it's like the issue was lingering for more than a year with regard to issue, as I heard, about the issue of mixing the whole of Katanga and Unity. Before Katanga, I heard that it was solely for male. They won't make it a mixed hall. And then the student, well, this policy was against the student wish. And the authorities feel that they have the power to do what they feel is right. Then they mix the hall while the students, the old students, were not even around. So before they came, they found out that already the hall was allocated to, some portion of the accommodation was allocated to female students. So at least from what I heard, is this is the core central issue of the crisis. That's what I heard.
So, do you think the students could have maybe held a press conference or tried to get their views heard rather than embarking on a demonstration? Yeah. And during the demonstration, from what I saw, peer reports indicated before the actual day of the demonstration, the whole issue was going to be a peaceful demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
But as things went, as the demonstration went on and the whole thing escalated. So with this escalation situation, who do you think is to blame? The authorities that came in with the policemen to fire rubber bullets, or it was the students for not being able to react calmly, despite what was happening?
Well, in my own opinion is that in the first instance, when the students said that they wanted to do it, a kind of peaceful demonstration, they should try to have a mechanism that will ensure that the whole demonstration went on and finished as a peaceful one. So along the way, you know, there are bad elements even within the students. So I think that maybe they seek the opportunity to penetrate and do the ill things. To my understanding, this is not the wise way of doing the demonstration, because all these distractions that were done, eventually the student will pay it. Maybe it will be included within the fees, school fees. They may not even know, and they have to pay it. And who is the loser?
Yeah.
The students are the losers. So, to my own opinion, if you say that you want to do a peaceful demonstration, you should try to maintain it to be a peaceful one, without ensuring the mechanism that any student who go out of the barrier, you as a student, you try to bring him back to order. And with regard to the security issues, the policemen and the soldiers, to my own understanding, this is not the way to handle the situation. They have other mechanisms. They shouldn't even shout a single bullet. They should also, they have other ways. They have hot water, you know, in the international way of doing things. There are many mechanisms. Without even sparing a single bullet, you can contain a crisis like this. So shooting and firing these tear gas, to me, is not the best way. They should have a way. You know, students, they used to be scared sometimes. You know, they will pretend that they are powerful. But the moment they see the security agents, they should use other tactics, not to fire. You know, it may even intimidate the students, and it can escalate to a violence. So to my own understanding, the security also, they did not contain it the way it should be contained. And the destruction that had happened around the vice chancellors and the bouncer gate, to me, it is quite unfortunate. A lot of things were destroyed, and some people's cars, innocent people, their cars were burned down by the students. And as I've told you, the student will eventually pay for all these losses. So who is the loser? The students are the losers.
Yeah.
So I am not happy, actually.
So in this case, we are safe to say the SRC that organized the demonstration failed as leaders to put mechanisms in place
to curtail any possible eruption into violence. They should do that.
And
first place.
Pertaining to that, what do you think about the school authorities too, when they heard the students are embarking on a demonstration, as school authorities, what do you think they should have done rather than let the whole thing escalate?
I in the first instance, if I were among the authorities, the moment the demonstration started, I would start to issue, I would call an emergency meeting, so that I will decide that I will rule out that the school should be closed immediately. I will just issue the circulars that students are given very little time to vacate the hostels, so at least that will contain the situation, definitely, to my understanding, because the thing happened early in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe within 1-2 hours they should hold emergency meeting to declare that the school is closed, temporarily closed, so that it will calm the situation. That's my understanding.
Okay, so last but not the least.
Okay.
Here was the case where the students, or the SRC announced that there was going to be a demonstration.
Okay.
And per the dean of students, he was like, classes are still coming on. And how do you call it? No one is to boycott classes and all those messages. Can you say in this fact that he being a school authority, or he being in a position of power to have stopped that, and he rather stood by?
As a dean, not to cut you, as a dean of the student office, student, he has a responsibility. He's like the head of all the students. He's the representative of authorities with anything regarding to do with the student's issue. So if I were him, I will order the closure of the lecture, stoppage of the lectures. I will issue immediate circular to all the lecturers that they should stop lecture. Yeah, so that even the students who went for the lecture, they should just leave their classes and then came to the other circular which I proposed, that they should declare the school closed so that it will contain the situation right from the beginning. But I think they didn't take any action until since the next day, isn't it?
The next day, in the evening.
So to me, it's like they gave a room for the continuation of the violence. Yeah, they should have closed the school immediately when the situation go out of hand.
Okay, so lastly, could it be that he not taking action would be some sort of
vice chancellor,
the authorities, in the first place, students say, okay, we are going on demonstration, you don't take any action.
Okay.
Could it be that initially or recently that he doesn't listen to the views of the students?
To my understanding,
could it be a mirror image of that?
To my understanding, it's right, before they even started it, they announced that they will do it.
Yeah.
I think they announced around, was it Friday, that they will do the demonstration on Monday. So within that period, time limit that they made the announcement, if I were among the authorities, I will call emergency meeting with the SRC. And sit down with them within the 2 days interval and try to convince them that they should stop this idea of peaceful demonstration and show them the negative impact. Because even if they have a good intention of doing it, there will be some perpetrators who have the ill mind, who are the ill-minded people who will do the bad things. They will seize the opportunity. So I will have the timeline, I will have used it to convince the SRC to stop the idea of doing the demonstration. Yeah, and to my understanding, it's like this is a part of the weakness from the authorities, because they have been given a time lag. So within that period, they should have done action. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.